Okay, the music is starting. Oh, wait, I hope the music starts. Let me do
Blog Talk Radio.
And we're live with the Network of Christian Psychics. I had a little bit of a faux pas going into the show tonight. Want to let everybody know that Blog Talk Radio is beta testing a new studio set up, and I think that last night they had some difficulties, and I got emails they had some difficulties the night before, so we're just going to hope and pray that our angels are able to kind of work this out and we're able to get everybody on tonight. With us on the panel tonight for Free Psychic Reading Sunday, we have Reverend Jay. Welcome, Reverend Jay.
Hey, hey, it is Reverend Jay.
Yay, and he's there. And we also have Susie. Welcome, Susie.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, and we also have Ellen.
Hi, everyone. Hope you're having a great full moon cycle.
Wonderful. And I think we're going to be having Grace join us shortly. She's just running a little bit late. God knows when she gets on the phone, she'll be out of breath from huffing and puffing and running into her place from her car, I don't doubt. It is a full moon tonight. And so I know we're going to have hopefully a lot of callers. Folks, if you want to call in and have everyone from our roundtable do a reading for you this evening, you can call in at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882, which is wonderful. Now, I know that a lot of people know, you know, that a full moon can affect us. Would anyone on our panel like to explain to our listeners in what ways a full moon can make a person feel different things?
Well, think science says that as the moon affects the waves of the ocean, it also affects, like, the body. We're bags of water when you come down to think of it.
Wow.
And I think, yeah, seriously, it explains a lot on me. But a lot of it has been really, and a lot of science and ancient history has shown certain cycles matching the full moon. Mm-hmm. And the full moon is really like the peak of a cycle, because the new moon, the one we don't see, is really the most powerful of the month where a new cycle begins. So right now we're feeling the peak of whatever happened during the month. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can be a noticeable. And sometimes it can just make everything go cuckoo, including your car that happens to be broken down twice.
Oh, that's kind of funny, because I think Reverend Jay probably knows a little bit about that today, don't we, Reverend Jay?
Yes. Can I just say, not relative to the full moon, but to the ascension? You know, we went through the ascension in December, and we're all still, that was like lighting the fuse on a stick of dynamite. And, so it has started and everything, and I just want to, you know, I've been doing some new studying, and what I found out that, you know, because I thought, my understanding was, once ascension was here, no longer would we be clearing karma. But what is happening now is we're actually having soul clearing, which shouldn't affect you as drastically as the karma clearing did, but it is going to affect you. It's going to take about 3 months. We're going to have 3 months of it, this clearing of all past and soul energy. So with the ascension, it's the whole package. We're actually shifting into 5D, and, you know, everything is still moving forward. So I want people to be prepared. You know, if you have some emotional upset and you don't know what it is, it's probably some soul clearing, and just offer it to God or Jesus or to your angel, and just say, I release this, and try to just maintain your happiness the best that you can.
Beautiful. That's a great way to describe it. Does anybody else, Susie Q, do you have anything that you'd like to add on the effects of the moon and how it can affect our personalities when it's a full moon?
I'm not really too familiar with that, but all I do know is it does change people's way of reacting to things. I experienced that, so.
I think everyone has. I know people who often take antidepressants. I have found that a lot of my callers, when they call in, if they're taking antidepressants, the full moon will affect them. It makes them more anxious. If they exhibit OCD behavior, for whatever reason, they've expressed to me their OCD seems to increase during a full moon. Sleeplessness.
That's probably me.
Seems crazy. Well, I'll tell you what. I know that during a full moon, I often have trouble sleeping. Part of it is, I don't know, it seems like it's daylight outside. My husband came home tonight and said, wait, we all have to go upstairs and look out the window. The moon is so beautiful.
Yeah.
So we all went upstairs and we turned out the lights, and my daughter had to get out on the roof and take pictures because she just thought, it's beautiful, though. The moon is absolutely beautiful tonight, and it's extremely close.
I know that biker chicks get more wild on a full moon.
Who told you about me?
I was just going to say, so you spent time in Florida with Ellen, then. You... Oh, we're getting in trouble here for sure. Oh, my goodness.
It's almost bike week in Florida, isn't it?
It is.
Well,
it is. It's coming up. And I think it's March, though. I know February is the granddaddy of all races, the Daytona 500. But I think March is when they have bike week.
Yeah,
they have bike week, and then they have college.
March and October.
Yeah, March and October, but then right after bike week we get all the college
spring
students.
Break. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go near the beach. I mean,
oh,
really, it's almost
to.
A 2 month period of time. You don't want to go. You don't want to go
well,
there.
Well, actually, if you go to Playa Linda near the near Port Canaveral, that's not a really huge beach.
Isn't that the nudist beach?
No, Pier 13 is a nudist beach. Piers 1 through 12 are bathing.
Hey,
nudist.
Ellen. Please don't tell us how you know that.
We're telling us more about you than we ever knew. As I recall, Playa Linda Beach was
that.
A nudist beach. Yeah.
No, the whole thing is called Playa Linda. What? What?
Calm down, girl. Calm down. One at a time.
No, this is what you do. You go to Pier 12, right? You swim around, and if your bathing suit gets knocked off and out to sea, just swim down a little further. You come out on the nude beach, and nobody knows the difference.
There you go. I like see, this is a can-do attitude. This is a cup half-full kind of girl. Do you hear that, everyone?
Yes,
that's it. That's the way. I love that. I absolutely love that.
No, actually, it's true. Playa Linda has 13 piers. 1 through 12 are the ones that are family and bathing suited. The 13th one is the one that's the nudist one.
Ah, okay. I know that I've been there, and I know Jay's been to a nudist beach. Susie and Ellen, have you ever been to a nudist beach?
Yep.
No, and I don't really care to.
Okay,
I
Ellen,
did.
You have to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you go on purpose?
Yeah, we went. We were in Europe and in the Greece and islands, and that's what they did. Europeans are not, absolutely
no,
not.
Very,
they have
their, yeah.
They're not modest.
Good, healthy body image. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
Exactly.
And Jay, how about you? Am I correct that you've been to a nudist beach?
I'd have to say that you're incorrect on that.
No.
Wow.
Jay, okay, wait. Let me rephrase this. Jay, have you ever been nude on a beach?
Oh, well, that's a different story. I haven't been to a nudist beach.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Legal.
All right. I actually have been on accident when I was on vacation in St. Martin with my children.
Oh, sure.
And that was totally on accident, and we were out in the water, and my husband and each and I each have one of our daughters, and we're kind of, you know, they got their little floaties on, and we're, you know, it was lovely. And then a woman comes by me, and things were floating. And I'm like, what the heck? You know? And I was like, I look at my husband and I said, did you see what I see? He goes, yeah. And I said, what the heck? And he goes, maybe she lost her top. And I'm like, okay. And then we start looking around, and all of a sudden we see a couple walking down the beach. And we realized, I said, oh, my gosh, this must be like the nudist beach. And he goes, oh, boy. So we just took our kids, and we're like, they saw, you know, because my daughter is immediately like, look at booby, mommy, booby. I'm like, oh, my God. So,
yeah, but don't forget, too, in Europe, all the kids go. There are kids as young as 4 or 5 years old running around the beach in Germany. I mean, they don't
think
about it.
And they go to sauna naked as well. They also go to sauna. However,
exactly.
I'm married to a European. I'm going to tell you right now. He is not, nor am I getting. Yes, Hans is from Germany.
Hans? Oh, he should know then.
Thick German accent. Yeah, of course.
He should be the first one dripping
down. Not a big thing in Germany, but in America it's such a big thing. He said, and people make such an issue out of it that it makes people feel uncomfortable. And
this
I'm like,
yeah,
you still can't go to sauna naked because it's not going to happen. So
this is what happens. We have a violent society. In Europe, we don't have that problem with the guns and gun control. We have that
right
here. We have all this, and go on a nude beach, people think that, oh, my God.
I know.
It's too much like, I mean, I know that there probably isn't much difference between whether you have a bathing suit on or not, but when somebody doesn't, it really does make you feel like you're bathing with all of these other people, and that just doesn't feel very good.
No, I think what was worse was the little old woman, as we got out of the water and we went back to our chairs, because, you know, they set them all up for you, and we go over to
sure
chairs and we get to get our towels and everything and dry off, and we're like planning on making an exit. My children sit down, and a little old lady comes over totally naked and says to my children, oh, how adorable they are. Would you girls like a cookie? And she's totally naked. And my kids were looking at her like, I mean, look at me. And I was like, oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. We just couldn't get out of there quick enough. It was pretty crazy. It was wild.
Oh, that's funny.
Life
I'm sorry.
Is good.
Life is that good.
Was funny.
All right. So on that note, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We know that Grace will be joining us shortly. But before she comes, we're going to go ahead and take our first caller, which is calling in from area code, looks like area code 404, with a prefix of 452. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. What's your first name?
This is T.
T. T, you've called us before, haven't you?
Yes, I just wanted to call in and first thank God that I have my life because I just went through something very traumatic. I don't know if that has anything to do with the full moon.
Okay, well.
Oh, my God, well, does it ever. Sorry.
Yeah. It was like I went on a date yesterday, and the guy stole my car. And that's just, like, I was in a really bad neighborhood, and he stole my car because I don't know what was going on. And it was just like, that, like, I'm usually intuitive, and I catch on to things, but I
sure
really, it was so out of the ordinary. He got really upset because he thought I was talking to another guy in the club, and he stole my car, and I was stranded for hours yesterday.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have car insurance?
Yes, but I got my car back. But it was just a really It was just a really weird experience.
Well, Ellen, what do you, go ahead, Jay. Sorry, I heard you start to talk. Go ahead, Jay.
Sometimes when experiences like that happen, it's something similar happened to me. I went to Florida last summer, and I'm a very self-confident person, and I thought, you know, nothing could be wrong. And, you know, so I rented this place, and everything was going to be great. And then the roommate moved in, and he was a convict. And all of a sudden I realized, oh, my gosh, I have put myself into a situation that is dangerous, or that, you know, theft is going to happen of my money. You know,
right,
taking my credit card, because this guy immediately broke into my room and you know, like, violated my space. And what I feel like what happened with you is similar in regard that when you put yourself in a position where you feel confident because you're strong and you're pretty sure of yourself all the time. I mean, you're a strong girl and you are, I mean, there's not a lot that intimidates you. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it's blindsided you, and I think it's a little wake-up call to make
mm-hmm
you realize that, you know, in our confidence, we can be blind.
Yeah.
And you need to really, you know, take a good hard look at your activities, and you need to be more protective of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you know,
I didn't think of anything because we worked together, and it was just like, it was just such a shock because I just learned so much about him. Because a good thing I remembered how to get to his house where his parents stay, and it was just so scary.
Yeah. Well,
I can imagine.
Well, that's just it. You know, you have to still, you know, be protective of yourself and be, you know, I feel like you're, you have a little, I think your confidence is great, and you should have self-confidence, and you shouldn't be in fear or anything like that. But you do have to do self-checks all the time, even as a grounded person. And, you know, that was the lesson that I learned from that kind of dramatic situation.
Okay, very good. Ellen, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I mean, that was like a warning shot across the bow. And it just accumulated mostly because of the full moon. But this guy's been planning stuff, I think, for a while. And it was just an opportunity he didn't want to miss. And what Jay's telling you is absolutely accurate, because sometimes we get in a situation where you get overconfident and you think nothing can hurt me, and I'm so, which is true, but you always kind of have to watch your own surroundings, because, you know, the one time.
Yeah, I got the feeling that he planned that, like, to get the
call.
That's
what I was thinking, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with him is that now that you know, you can keep away from him and keep away from anything to do with him as much as you can.
But the only thing I was concerned with is he knows where I live now.
No, you'll be fine now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're safe. I think it was just a wake-up call, really, to just teach yourself to be on guard.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Totally.
I'm going to say to you the same thing, and I think that when we get a warning, when we get a warning sign like that, we need to really take notice, because, you know, we had a show last week that we were saying that we're going to go ahead and recognize our symbols that we're getting and our signs from our angels, and so it's really important, I think, T, that you recognize the signs that you're getting, because if you're getting some signs, you want to recognize them and you
want to
do something about them.
I wanted to talk about that. It's like, I know this is like something that is really weird. It's something that my grandmother was, when she was here, like, she was always talking about her left eye. And I just think, like, it was so, like, I don't know, stupid. But now that she's been gone, and when things, like, do occur, like, for the last 3 days, like, my eye was jumping uncontrollably. But I was like, okay, well, that could be because of my contact. And I don't know if that was supposed to be a sign, because as soon as everything started happening, my eye stopped jumping.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I don't know if that was, like, my warning sign, but it was like.
It was, but your grandma was old world, and she was old school, and she was really intuitive. I mean, man.
Mm-hmm.
That girl was something. I mean, I could feel it. I mean, she was like, I don't know, she was awesome. people would poo-poo her because of her age and stuff. Oh, this is the 21st century, whatever. But man, she knew, she had it going on, and she knew what she was doing. As far, I'm not saying she did anything wrong. I'm just saying her intuitive, when she tells you something, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, and I got a hope that my eye was jumping, and it was just like, and then it started making sense. And I'm like, oh my gosh, because this is his pattern. He did this to a lot of other people when I went to his mother's house, and I think he planned on this whole situation, and I guess that I was the opportunity to get a vehicle, so he could take it to go do whatever he had to go do with it.
Right. Well, you know what? We're going to say a prayer that your eyes now are wide open to this type of thing, so that you don't fall to it again, because you don't want to. You're smarter than that, and you're better than that. Okay, T?
Okay.
I feel like that is not going to happen to her again, because as Dr. Ginny has said very often, that we are provided
God provides us with our special internal GPS, and I'm sure that you're going to be paying attention to that from here on in.
Yeah. Very good point. Very good point, Susie. T, I hope this helps you, and we're all going to say a prayer for you. And next time, you know, if you're out with somebody who even runs the risk of stealing from you, maybe you shouldn't be going out with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's the lesson to be learned there. All right, honey. Listen, thank you so much for calling in. God bless you. You have a wonderful evening, and feel free to stay on and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, T. Bye-bye. All right. And I think we now have been joined by the lovely Grace. Are you with us, Grace?
I am.
Well, we are
yes,
so happy to have you
well.
On the line. Yay. Okay, everybody else is here, and you can join us for the next reading. Are you ready?
I am.
Wonderful. Here we go. This one's coming from area code 402 with a prefix of 990. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi.
What's
your
first
name? How are you guys?
We're good. And your first name is Julie. And where are you calling from, Julie?
Nebraska.
Okay.
Nebraska. Right in the middle.
I was just going to say, I think, is Mutual of Omaha, aren't they headquartered out there?
Yep, they sure are. It's a really tall building. Yep.
I used to work in the financial planning field, and Mutual of Omaha, the company, used to have me come out and do workshops for them, and I used to fly out there, and I remember I had said there's nothing there. I was, because for a girl from, you know, New Jersey or Florida, we have a lot more stuff and buildings, and in Nebraska there was just a lot of open land, do you know?
We've kind of grown up a little bit. We don't have as much, but we still have cornfields and wheat fields, so. Yes.
That's and great steaks, because that was one of the things I always said is, well, I'm in Nebraska, I want to have a good steak, because, I mean, that's what, you know, they always said the meat in Nebraska was the best.
It definitely is.
I would concur with that. So how can we help you on this beautiful full moon evening, Julie?
Well, I have a arbitration. This has been actually going on for 18 months now, and we've had the arbitration, and now we are waiting for a decision from the arbitrator. He is supposed to have us a decision by February 1st, and so I've kind of been sitting on pins and needles. I want to know when I'm going to hear and if I'm going to win.
Okay. I'm going to pass this off, but before I do, I just want to say this. You've had some stuff going on in your life for a little while now. Is this correct?
Oh, yes.
It's like one thing after another, after another, after another, after another. I'm going to ask you a question. I don't want you to get angry with me. I'm asking this to kind of open the floodgates and let it go. What do you feel? I mean, there's a small part of you that feels as if you caused some stuff to come down on you. What was that? What did you do?
Well, I am the vice president of the union at the place that I was employed, and they were treating people very badly, and I called them on it and have filed a number of federal charges against the Air Force, which is where I work.
Mm-hmm.
And their decision or their solution to that was, oh, well, we'll pretend that she is a bad employee and we will terminate her under performance, when in all actuality it was retaliation for union activity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're now the Norma Rae in Nebraska.
I won't even argue that fact. I will not even argue that.
Okay, all righty. All right, so I know that Ellen is just like I can feel her spirit guides are like jumping out. So I'm gonna let Ellen kind of give you a response on what she's getting right now, and then we're going to pass it over to Jay, and then to Susie, and then to Grace. Go ahead, Ellen.
Well, the first thing I thought of, this is just my opinion, firing you because of a union activity, that's not exactly legal. But everybody knows that.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm not really seeing an outcome as much as I'm seeing an issue. because I see that there's a lot of people you're depending on, and I don't think they're really going to back you up when the chips are down. They're running scared. And I just, you know, it's like, I mean, that's why I'm not seeing an outcome. I mean, maybe I'm blocked. Maybe Jay or Gracie or Susie can get something else. But what's coming to me the most about this is that these people who would whisper that they would be your allies, I don't think they're really going to be there because they're afraid of their own jobs.
I feel the same. Oh, I'm getting the same as you, Ellen.
You are? Okay. I thought it was me, but it's just like, I don't know. I feel so bad because I feel you're going to persevere, but it's going to be a high price. And you're going to be really crushed to find out how you're not being backed up. And that's what I'm getting. I'm getting that more than I'm getting a real outcome, to be honest with you. If you do get an outcome, it might be a little later than February because I don't see it as soon.
Julie, I feel like you're going to have a good outcome. I feel like, it's going to be in the positive. I don't know that it's going to be what you want, but it's going to be in your favor. I feel like it's going to be February. I feel like you're having really great sadness and that you need to let go of some of that. And forgive yourself and forgive others and just know that it's really... that God is in charge. God is in charge of everything, you know, and this is the year of justice. And I want you to know that as hard and as things are, that, you know, just believe in the truth that God will back you.
Okay, I will. He's always in charge. I'm just the anxious person on earth waiting for it.
Right, right.
Yeah. So am I right with that sadness?
It's been a long 18 months. I am financially just in a nightmare at this point. If I win, not only do I get my job back, but I also get back pay for the last 18 months.
Yeah.
I am still operating as the vice president of the union and still working for them, but it's difficult when I'm watched every single time I go on the base.
Right. I actually feel like it's going to be a positive outcome in your, I feel like I'm worried about your stress-related health concerns because I feel like you're actually, I don't know, you're not really taking care of yourself well enough. So, I want you to try to think of things that can pamper you and make you feel less stressed. And really, it really is just give it to God. And I asked twice. I said, is Julie, going to be triumphant? And I got a yes both times. So I'm pretty confident that I got the right message. I'm concerned about your health, so I want if that little bit of advice can let you release some of that stress, just let it go. Hand it to your angel or to God. Just say, I no longer want the stress. I hand it to you. The outcome's going to be the outcome. We've worked this far to get here, and it's in your hands. And know that this is the year of justice. So I'll let Grace or Susie go.
I'm going to go with Susie next because that's where my spirit guides are sending me. Reverend Susie, what do you have for Julie?
Actually, I've asked my angel guide, and I've got a confirmation on not a favorable outcome. I'm afraid to say.
I'm sorry, I can't.
I've got a not so favorable outcome.
Okay.
If it's arbitration.
It happens because when we look at situations, we are asking from our perception. So it's possible that we do have different answers. So And it takes it's very hard for like a round table to come up with different answers. But you know, we have to tell you what we hear, and like Susie has to tell you that her truth, because that is actually what's coming to her. And I have to tell you my truth. And what is true is, you know, that God is in charge. And all that means is that, you know, by just a switch of something, it can go your way, or just by a switch, it can be thrown out, or you could not succeed. So what I would do is I would listen to all these readings and, you know, still release whatever you can so that you're, you know, so that you can stop stressing.
Very good. Very good.
I am trying to.
Very good.
I'm very anxious. I'm a diabetic and I have pretty bad glaucoma, but I also don't have insurance. So one of the things is I get my job back, I'm insured again, and you bet I'm right off to the eye doctor and the endocrinologist.
Well, of course. And like Reverend Jay said, remember this, God is always in charge. Your angels surround you. Have you reached out to your angels, Julie, and asked them to help guide you and get you through this difficult time?
Yes, I have, but I don't know if I'm just too stressed to hear the reply or what.
No.
I've prayed and prayed and prayed and asked all the angels, if there's anyone who can hear me, I need you to help me.
They can all hear you. You don't have to worry about that. And actually, I'm being told right now that Grace has a very significant message for you. Grace, what can you share with Julie right now?
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Grace.
You know, it's incredible. Hi, sweetheart. And I see that this is going to have an incredible shift. It is going to go in your favor. You are going to win the 18 months, and you're going to take that money, and you're going to tell them, goodbye, I don't need this any longer, and it's only going to help your reputation. But I see an incredible, incredible job coming, an opportunity coming your way. But I hear the angels telling me too, for you to listen to your body. Your body is failing you. You're having all kinds of issues that are going haywire on you, and you need to learn to step away from it and totally, totally surrender this to God, because it's all in His control. And he can turn the favor, and he will. You're a good, very, very good person. I also feel a female energy that was very strong in your life that is here for you. And she says, you know, girl, I'm there in your gut. Do you feel me in your gut? You know that gut? When you know what is right, and you feel it, and you go with it with all your heart, because you know it is right, and she wants you to stick to it. Do you know who this could be?
It's my grandma.
Okay. She was a very, very strong little person. And
yes, I did get that from her as well.
that's good, because you know what I'm talking about that gut. You get that gut instinct, and you're like, you know, no, this isn't right. This isn't going to fly with me, you know, and it will rule in your favor. I feel that God is going to bless you with great favor on this one. And you just tell Grandma, you know, anytime, what is her name? Does she get your middle name?
No, my middle name is of my aunt, but my grandma, Lily, she's...
That's what it is. I kept getting the I-E sound, and, I got the I-E sound, that's why I thought she was your same name, but that makes sense, too. But no, she definitely is there, And she says, we are going to succeed there, you know. And, you know, sometimes, you know, Dr. Jenny, how they say things.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I will tell you, I'm getting the same thing as Gracie as far as don't compromise. And it's funny because, you know, sometimes we have to bring all these readings together. And I have so much respect for Susie for speaking up and saying exactly what she saw. And I want to say this, you know, when one advisor or spiritualist sees one thing and another and another and another, sometimes when we put it all together, what we see is if you were to give up, if you were to lay down your sword, so to speak, I think that you wouldn't have success. But I think that if you don't compromise and you keep moving forward almost like a bulldog, do you know what I mean? I don't know why I'm getting the vision
That's
of a bulldog.
My nickname in the union is the pit bull.
That's why I'm getting a vision of
yes,
her. Okay,
yes, absolutely. Okay. She is one tough cookie, and they know that. They know what they're up against. And I tell you what, too, and I don't know if you picked this up, too, Dr. Jenny, they don't want the media to catch wind of this. You know, this is the last thing they need. It's the last thing they need, yes. And right now it is very much the wind is blowing. It is blowing in your favor, girl. So you call on Grandma Lily, and she is there, and listen to your gut because she's going to tell you if you hear something and you stop, you sort of step back, and you think about it, and you go with that gut. That's what we're telling you, that when our angels are there to work with us, and when we go with that, I know, I see them all the time, I feel them all the time, and this one is your Grandma Lily. She ain't going to let them by with nothing.
Oh, tell my grandma if she can hear you that I love her more than life. I miss her.
She
so
knows
much.
That, honey. She knows that, and she's got a big old smile on her face, baby girl.
I love her.
All right. Thank you so much, Grace. I think, Julie, have you heard from everyone? I think everyone's had a chance to kind of speak with their angels and their spirit guides on this. I hope it's made you feel better. I think Reverend Jay has probably, I'm sensing one more thing he wants to finish up with.
Okay.
Reverend Jay?
He had to get off on mute.
Yeah, Reverend Jay mutes his phone, so if his dog barks, we don't hear it. But then he sometimes, like me, forgets to take it off mute.
It's really good. The truth is I have to eat when I do readings because I don't know what it is, but I need to have food all the time. And so I'm munching in between each reading. And I'm like, you know, and slugging my soda, and I'm like, you know, I don't want everybody to hear.
We know now.
Well, it's not that I'm hiding it. It's just that I don't want people to hear it. You know, I don't want to be disruptive. I lost what I was going to say, so just we're rooting for you, and please let us know that the outcome.
Yes, please
I
do,
will.
Because we really do care. I need you to know that, okay, Julie?
Oh, thank you so much. I'll tune in next week and see. I'll let you know where we are. If I've seen anything or gotten anything, I'll tune in next week.
We won't be here because it's a Super Bowl Sunday, so we'll be here the following week. But we very much are going to wait anxiously, and we're all going to send you some positive healing energy because no matter how this comes out, sweetheart, I want you to know that you have to take care of yourself first. Because if you don't take care of yourself, there'll be no one there to fight for everyone else. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have been told to put my own oxygen mask on first and then put on my... Yes.
There you go.
I've heard that a number of times from people.
Okay.
So.
All righty. All right, Julie. Listen, God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in, and we're all pulling for you, okay?
Thank you. God bless all of you.
Bye-bye now.
You
so sweet, such a lovely woman, and you know, I know all our advisors probably feel very similar.
there's something about somebody who fights for the betterment of everybody. Do you know? You know, I mentioned Norma Rae. We all know the story of Norma Rae. She fought to have a union, and she fought to have better working atmospheres and benefits, et cetera, et cetera. I just hope that Julie does take the time to take care of herself, because she needs to do that. We're going to take the next, let me tell you all the next callers that are coming up in the queue, so you all know that you are going to have a reading done tonight. The next one's going to come into area code 708. The one after that's going to be 843. The one after that's going to be 919. And the one after that's going to be 717. So just so you have an idea where you all come up in the queue, and we may even have time to do a few more, so definitely, folks, go ahead and give a call in at 323-679-0882 here at the Network of Christian Psychics. We'll go ahead and take the next caller. Caller, you're calling from 708-335. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's your first name?
Delphine.
Delphine, okay. And is it Delphine? Because I think you've called before, and I always get it wrong. I don't know why. Is it D-E-L-P-H-I-N-E?
Yes, I have. This is my first time this year I'll call.
Okay,
so.
Oh, well, that's all right. You don't ever have to worry that you call in too much. You definitely don't. And what part of the country, Delphine, are you calling from?
Calumet City, Illinois.
Illinois, okay, fantastic. You were very exact, and even the town. If I ask you your address, do not give it to me. You're so sweet. So how can we help you this evening?
I was wondering, like, because I'm thinking about moving to another state, and because I just need a change of environment.
Okay.
So I was wondering, is that a good idea or bad?
Change of environment. Okay, so the first thing I'm getting is to go to Susie on this. Susie, my angels are telling me to go to you first on this.
Okay, Delphine. I'm feeling like you do need a change. Is there some place in particular that you're being drawn to?
Either Phoenix or Texas.
Okay. For some reason, I'm getting a feeling about Phoenix, and that would be a positive move for you. Do you have anybody in Phoenix that you are family, friends, or is it job related that you can make a transfer?
Well, it's not job-related because I don't have a job, so I just wanted something just to get a fresh start. My brother, he's in Phoenix, Arizona, so he's been wanting me to move with him down there. So I have a 4-year-old daughter, and, you know, she has a father here, and she has a good relationship with him, but I was afraid because I don't want that to affect me taking her away from her, taking her away from her father, but me moving down there. Is it going to affect her in the long haul? That's what I'm kind of worried about.
I absolutely understand that. And I do still see that your child will be able to visit with her dad. I do think that overall the Phoenix move would be a good move for you.
Okay, because I want to work.
Yeah, I feel like that you're going to have a good family support system there with your brother.
Okay. Do you think you're getting a job quickly there, or?
Okay. Actually, I do see you getting a job there. I see within 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Thank you so much, Susie. God bless you. And the next one I'm being guided to is going to be Grace, and then Ellen, and then they say Jay. So, Grace, what can you tell Delphine about her situation?
Hi, Delphine. Yes, I feel also very good about Phoenix.
And before Susie said it, or you said it about your brother, I got, there's a relative there that is that a very good, harmonious feeling about them. And it's gonna, it's a good thing for you. I also see that doors will open for you as far as something along the career line. I don't think you have to worry about that. I really don't see any fear blocking you at all. I see that it would go straight through and be a great opportunity for you. And as you can remember, we have free will. But I feel, and I have talked to my goddess, Diana, and she also feels that Phoenix is a much better place than Texas. So, you know, the choice is yours. You have free will. But I truly am very, very feeling strong about Phoenix for you.
Very good.
Okay.
And we're going to go now to Jay because Ellen's having a little trouble with her feet. Jay, what do you have for Delphine?
Delphine, I asked the question a couple of times. You know, because it's a full moon, lots of energy is being thrown all over. And I didn't say that to the last person when the one with the court case, because there's so much energy, you know, that's being thrown around right now. I feel like it is a good move for you. I actually feel like the father might even follow afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Not with you, not moving with you. I feel like he's going to make his own trek. But I feel like also that the brother is good. It's going to be good for you in helping you keep your vibration up. And I did feel like you were going to get employment, and I kind of felt like it, again, like I asked twice, and it, Susie, I think she said 2 months, and I got 2 to 4 months, so you know, it's going to be right around, you know, that schedule if you do move, you know, after you get there. And remember that, you know, just the more positive you are and the more sure of what you're desiring and the more you choose a path, then you can create it, because now we're manifesting at a new rate. And and the one thing that I just want to really have you know is trust your inner feelings. You can really trust yourself. And I don't know if you know that, or if you, I know you're confident, but I mean, you can really trust your feelings as being correct.
Very good. Very good. And I'm agreeing with Reverend Jay, and I'm gonna, before I tell you what I feel, I'm gonna pass it over to Ellen, whose feed is now working. Ellen, what do you have for Delphine?
Can I ask this one question? Can you just repeat your question? I was bounced in and out like a ping pong ball. I didn't quite get everything.
Well, I want a change of environment, and it was, I'm torn between Phoenix and Texas, and I was wondering,
Phoenix.
Do you see that? Oh, Phoenix, okay.
Phoenix. I just see Phoenix as a more positive move. I don't know. I just see, like, if I look at the state of Texas and the state of Phoenix, I see you moving to Phoenix, not Texas.
Okay.
I just feel that all the energy for you is there, and you're going to really prosper and grow. And forgive me, but it'll be literally like a Phoenix, rising up from ashes and starting a whole new life. I see that more for you in Arizona than I do in Texas.
Oh, wow, like the Phoenix. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you, Delphine, that what I'm getting for you is I do see the Phoenix connection. And this is going to sound odd, and maybe you can explain this to all of us, why the angels are presenting this to me literally on a platter. Are you applying for some kind of benefits that you are hoping to get? Because that's what they're showing me, like you're going to get there's going to be some monetary thing coming in for some benefits you've applied for. Does that make sense at all?
Well, I was thinking about applying. Yes and no.
Yes and no. It does. You've been thinking about applying for SSD, but you weren't sure if you'd get approved, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. I do see some kind of federal benefits coming to you. I don't know what they are, but I do see it coming to you. The angels are literally holding a silver platter, and on it they're showing me this check that's coming. So I don't know what it's for, but I do see this as part of your future, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Has this been helpful for you tonight, hon?
Yes, it has. Like I said, my only issue was with my 4-year-old daughter who's grown attached to her father, and I didn't want to take her away from her father because they have a good relationship, and that would have just really, I wanted to make sure that I'm doing the right thing and taking her away.
Right.
But I do want a better life for her and me, and you can't do that staying here. This is not, because I'm not in the right, I need a new change of environment in order for me to just function better.
Yeah,
well, I kind of think that you guys will be real creative about, you know, however you can work it out so he can see her and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of, like, Skyping. I know it's not, the next best thing to be there, but you can maybe spend longer vacations with him or time with him if you guys can work it out, whatever your agreements are. I see it's going to be a little painful for her, of course, but I see in the long run she's going to adjust. And I think he will, too.
Okay, that's my only issue.
Very, very good advice. Very good advice. I like the advice that everyone's given tonight. It's very good. Delphine, I think you've pretty much got a leg to stand on now. You know which direction to go in. Remember, all of the advisors give you what their angels or spirit guides are showing them. But also remember, you always have your free will, and ultimately you have to do from your heart what you think is best, what your, as Susie mentioned before, what your internal GPS is telling you to do, because ultimately that's the most important thing, okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in, and if you ever need to talk to us, you can find all of us at the networkofchristianpsychics.com. Take care and God bless. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller, and it looks like this caller is calling in from area code 843 with a prefix of 742. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you know what? When you ask that question, do you really want to know?
Hey, I can listen to
him. Okay, sweetie, what's your first name?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. All right, Kimberly. And where are you calling from tonight?
I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Myrtle Beach, yes. Okay, very good. And how can we help you this evening?
Yeah, this question is about my son. He was diagnosed with scoliosis when he was in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And recently I've been taking him to a chiropractor. And I thought about surgery, but I don't know. I don't even want to think about surgery. He's 15 right now, and I just want to know, what can I do to help him with his this spinal curve right now, so he to avoid surgery?
Okay,
can I say
that's
something?
A really good point. Go ahead, Ellen.
Oh, I have a little experience. I had kyphosis when I was a kid, which was humpback.
Right.
And I had one of those Milwaukee braces on. Ugh. But is there a way that they, I know scoliosis is different than kyphosis, but just asking as a question, did you find out if there's a way, if they can move the spine that is not through surgery? Because I know sometimes these braces had like straps that would help move the spinal column over.
Well,
I
have an appointment to see an orthopedic specialist in February because I had that same question to see if bracing could be done. Chiropractic is helping him right now also.
But it also depends on what degrees the scoliosis is. If it's a minor degree where it's just a bit out of whack, maybe. But if it's very severe, that's something you'll have to determine. I mean, I just know that from an orthopedic fact going through something similar myself when I was his age.
Okay.
And I would definitely find out what the curvature is. Can the braces help with the muscle? Like what happened with me is I had a stretched out, and I was in a body cast for a month, and then the Milwaukee brace, which looks pretty inquisitional, archaic by today's standards. But I don't know about the surgery. It all depends on the curvature. Is the chiropractic helping him? Would maybe yoga help a little bit? How bad is it?
Well, that's what I'm working on now. I've had when I had the first X-ray, the chiropractor told me that the curvature wasn't that bad. But I'm getting another one this time, and then I'm also talking to a orthopedic specialist. I hadn't done that before.
Right. Yeah, I'll totally do that because I think that would be more of your answer. And I apologize. I'm talking more from experience than psychic, and I apologize for that. But that's just how I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you so much, Ellen. Reverend Jay, what are you getting? Because I really had a really strong feeling that that you are able to help this woman's son.
Well, you know, I'm not getting that it's that bad, so that it's a surgical procedure. So I'm wondering if you're jumping the gun. And what I want you to do is not be fearful. I want you to let go of fear because you can bring this reality into his life through your fear. We manifest our thoughts. And if you're, and I'm not, you know, I'm not a doctor, so, you know, and this, I don't know, everybody must, here has to disclaim that we're not medical doctors and, you know, we can't really give medical advice. But I feel like it's, you know, it's going to be not a surgical procedure. I don't think it's that bad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Okay, very good. And I know that the angels now are sending me to Grace. Grace, what do you have for Kimberly?
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
I absolutely got that I feel... It can completely be corrected with a brace, with him wearing a brace and going and having it adjusted, because it's not a big. I agree with Reverend Jay. It's not a big worry right at this point, and he's very young, and it can be completely taken care of with a brace, but anyway, you know, we do have to disclaim that we're not doctors. Mm-hmm. We have something better than doctors, and that are angels, and my angel's definitely showing me the brace that fits over the shoulder that can possibly help him completely heal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, okay. And I really respect all of our readers tonight saying that, and I know Susie... I'm getting that your intention is you just want to pray for this dear woman and her son. Is that correct?
Yes, and one thing that I really feel very strongly about myself is healing through energy, and I know that it has helped. For myself, for Dr. Ginny, for Grace,
sure.
and we believe it and we receive it, and I feel like that could be a very good option for you, and I would like to recommend Reverend Jay if you were to consider something like that. Believing is a very, very big part of it, though. So that's what you have to consider when choosing this.
Okay. Okay.
Thanks, Susie. What I, you know, the way that I would see that somebody who could, like a Reiki master, or there are ways that you can do psychic surgery, depending on the type of person and how skilled they are. And there are some people that I know out of New York that are very skilled at psychic surgery. I've done psychic surgery myself with some success. I've even done removal of retinas and replaced it on blind people. So the thing is that you want to get a complete medical diagnosis to make sure that it's not something else. I don't feel like it's something else. I do feel like it's scoliosis, but I don't feel like it's that bad. I do think he's going to have to wear a brace. I do think that someone like myself would be good to alleviate pain.
Okay.
More so than, you know, because I'm not familiar with scoliosis. I just know that it goes in like a S curve. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I see like a S. And so that kind of, I would be unsure how to tackle it in a psychic surgery thing, but there are people out of New York that I know that are psychics that if you wanted to email the show, I could get you their names who could actually perform the psychic surgery, and you might be able to eliminate, you know, all the, you know, hassle of everything. But I'm not, you know, I'm not positive. I'd have to, you know, talk with my friends in New York. Because I know some people that are, just email, is it Dr. Jenny, can you just give her an email address and then, are you there?
I'm here. A simple email address would be just send it to docjenny, docginny at AOL.com. docginny@AOL.com,
okay.
And then I can pass it off to whoever needs it. You know, the other thing I want to mention to you is that what I'm getting on this is, and again, as we've all stated, and for liability reasons, we absolutely have to state none of us are medical doctors, and so we are only just giving you our opinions, and of course we have to say this for entertainment only, but I am sensing that the doctor, when you take him, because I feel like there hasn't been a lot of doctor visits for this. Is that correct?
That's correct. Not MD. I've been taking him to the chiropractor.
Yeah, okay. This is what I'm going to tell you. What I feel is going to happen is they're going to give him a muscle relaxer that's going to be taken in the evening and a back brace that's going to need to be worn, and that this is a slow process. And that it will help the curvature of his spine. And also, he's not wearing a backpack anymore, correct?
He wears it.
Okay, really? And the chiropractor never told you not to wear a backpack with that, huh?
No, he did. No, she didn't.
I think it's a really good idea to take him to an MD, because most people with scoliosis are told not to wear backpacks. It does make it worse. It certainly doesn't help the situation.
Okay.
And a medical doctor probably will have. And was he also told never to sleep on his stomach?
Yes, he was told that.
Okay. And does he sleep on his stomach?
He does.
Yes,
not.
He does. Okay. Most people say yes, and yes, he does still do that. But definitely get him to an MD, because I think that a combination of muscle relaxers, which will loosen up the muscles while he sleeps, while the brace is on, will kind of force that to slowly create the subluxation the way it needs to be. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Alrighty. I hope this has been helpful to you, sweetie, has it?
It's been very helpful. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Listen, God bless you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Okay, we're going to take just a very, very, very short break. We're going to do one of Reverend Jay's favorite songs, and we'll be right back.
Only for a moment, and the moment's gone. just a drop of water in an endless sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see. Dust in the wind, all we are is dust in.
Dust in the Wind, and you're back with the Network of Christian Psychics. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with Reverend Jay. I'm here with Grace and Ellen and Susie, and we're having a wonderful free roundtable psychic reading night, and we're so glad that everybody can join us. And so we don't waste any more time. I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller, but before I do that, I want to mention that we do have, I think we have at least room for one more caller to call into the show, maybe even two in the queue. So you could call us at 323-679-0882, 323-679-0882, and we're going to go ahead and take our next caller now, who's calling in from 919 with a prefix of 453. Welcome to the Network of Christian Psychics.
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a nurse.
Glad you called in, Kelly.
We're glad you called in, and I think this is the kind of, you kind of lay this out for us so that we can, you know, go ahead and take your time.
Okay. All right, there's this guy that, and Jenny's seen his picture, he's not the best looking guy in the world. Okay.
So, I agree.
That's the first thing. The first reading she ever did for me, she said, honey, he's a 6, you're a 10.
Okay, we're not supposed to admit that, but that is true.
Anyway, I don't know what it is about this stupid guy, because I don't think since high school have I been, I don't know, and I don't know if I'm obsessed because we spent, I don't know, about a month of weekends together, had a connection, and then he just disappeared. And anyway, she always said he would come back. And he supposedly has had a girlfriend since like October, and I was dating somebody, the guy that you guys told me to ditch last week. And he's still knocking my door down. I think he's the guy I'm ditching is the one that's he just won't get a job. He says he's developing this business, but he's been doing it for 2.5 years. He's got 3 children. I just don't think he'll ever do anything with that. I think it would be me supporting him for the next forever. But so anyway, I go to this party that I found out the first guy was going to be at, And all week I was like, okay. And I actually texted him one day this week and just said something. He's just made one comment. He texted me back. And then about the night before the party, I found out this girlfriend was going to go, and I found out via Facebook. And I'm like, oh, boy, now I don't want to go. Talked myself into going, went anyway, and I show up, and I'm there with a friend. I picked up the cake for the birthday, and we're all there early watching the North Carolina, the NC State North Carolina game.
Sure.
And I realize he's now at the next table, and the girlfriend's there, and she's on her phone. They're not really talking. But I just went out about my business and talked to everybody, and I look at my phone, and he had texted me 30 minutes earlier.
Kelly?
Yeah?
Tag him, bag him, and kick him to the curb.
What?
Literally. If he has his girlfriend there, and he comes in,
now I got to tell you the rest of the story. He was texting me, and then we moved the party to the next venue they had, and he came over to me and he called her my date. He said he wasn't serious about her, but she had met a guy from Match.com at the party and was over talking to him, and he thought she had left with the guy.
Okay.
And I said, really? I said, you mean like they had met on? She said, yeah, they talked on Match, but they'd never met in person, and now they're acting like they've known each other since they were five.
So
he hangs out with me the whole night. And at the end of the night, I finally left. She came back over, I guess probably feeling guilty. I decided to leave, and he actually texted and said, I gave up on this whole thing. I left. Wish I'd hung out with you guys. So I don't know. He ran before, but I have to remember he's younger than me, so not as grown up as me, maybe. But I don't know.
My I'm going to give you my read on this is that I feel like I've told you from the beginning I felt that he would eventually come back and want to have a relationship with you, and I told you at that time it would be your choice of whether you wanted to move forward or not, and that still is my read for you, and I think this is the beginning of him coming back. The question is, do you really, and what I said to you then, I'll say to you now, is this something that you, a relationship you really want to have? Because he is who he is. His basic nature is what his basic nature is. However, I do know you have very strong feelings for him. And
I don't know why either.
Well, and it's
I really
funny.
Don't.
I know.
And I will say that what it is we had, when we first met, we had long conversations. We agreed on everything. His wife had cheated on him, and he's going through exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, went through. Did I say girlfriend? The wife.
You said wife. You mean ex-wife.
He's going through for the past 3 years exactly what I went through 12 years ago when mine cheated on me. So we had that in common. He was planning to be married once. He has his values, but I think when I first got divorced, it was all about me. I went and bought a condo at the beach. I just started doing whatever. And I don't know. I think maybe he's at the end of that 3-year stint where you just kind of figure things out again. But I don't know. I could be wrong. Both of his parents are dead. He has no family. So I don't know. There's some things wrong. But not wrong, like no job. He's at least got a work ethic. And I don't think he wants kids. I'm too old to have kids.
Kelly, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
This man, I believe, is a twin flame of yours.
He's. We're both. I was born on May 7th, and he was born on May 19th.
Yeah. And, well...
And he said that meant we shouldn't even be sitting on the couch beside each other. He was joking.
Yeah. Well, he's a bit narcissistic, but that's okay, you know. We're not perfect, but I feel that there is a great energy that can be between the two of you. an incredible energy. It's almost like you can read each other like a book. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think that's what maybe scared him off the first time.
Yeah. Well, and you know that you're pretty intuitive yourself. And you sort of had to keep that a little hidden for now, as I think all of us do to some degree, because, you know, we freak people out when we don't.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
but,
true. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I really think that when he locked eyes with you, his little heart just melted. He just, you know, he really wanted to be with you the whole time. And I take it that this was like a meet-up type of thing?
Yeah, it was just a sports bar. We had about 5 tables in there. And we have a mutual
right.
friend that,
and
right. he actually and told
was,
me, yeah, I hardly knew anybody here.
It was a mutual thing, right. I feel that it was a destined thing to happen, and that he is a twin flame of yours. I really, truly feel that. And I think that
there's no other reason why I'd be attracted to him, because, like I said, it's not his look.
No, well, and you know what? And but the funny thing about it is there's everything else that that you are attracted to. And
right.
like Dr. Jenny said, you know,
right.
You know, and with that being said, you have free will, and you know he does too.
What's,
but
what's funny
I really
about
think
that,
that he would like you. He really,
we
he
were,
really does.
We were at this party, and we were standing there talking to the guy that was having the birthday, and there was this guy that got drunk at the party, and he just got married like 2 years ago, and I was standing there telling Paul. My hairdresser tried to set me up with that guy years ago. He was over in the corner. He's like 30, I don't know, probably closer to my age, and got so drunk he was throwing up. And he actually said to me, oh, well, he's a good-looking guy. Why wouldn't you want to be with him? I said, look for him everything. And it's like he still doesn't get that, but I don't know.
It's not about looks. I mean, when truly, look
he
at what
heart
draws
gold. He really does.
Book. What's that?
What now?
He has a heart of gold. And,
mm-hmm. No, I know
he
does.
He is a little young. He is quite a bit younger than you, and he is a little bit more immature, but that's okay, too, because I just see that it's a very good match. Do you pick up the same thing, Dr. Jenny?
Well, yeah, I do. And you know, I've told her, you know, he is a sheep. You know, I've often said what draws us to a book on the shelf is the cover. But,
yeah.
you know, that just gets us to read the book jacket. And if we look at it and we start to investigate and it's not good, we're not going to go any further. So what you're saying is his book cover wasn't as attractive as some other book covers. But when you read what was inside, you were drawn to it. And you want to read that book. And
right.
and the more time you've spent on those first couple of chapters, you've enjoyed the book. I know I like to talk in analogies, but the reality is this is a book you don't want to put down, yet you don't know how it's going to turn out. And that's kind of like a life lesson, isn't it? We don't know how life is going to turn out, but you have
right.
to follow your heart. And
right.
I do feel like he's going to be coming back in your direction, and this is probably the beginning of that. And that
my brother-in-law wants me to ask him to lunch, and I'm like, no way.
Well, you know, it opens the door. It opens the door
mm-hmm.
again. And I don't think that's a bad thing to ask him to lunch.
Well, that's why I don't know if I should. I don't know if he is insecure about me or because, one, like you said, one minute he's narcissistic and puts on that air, but I don't think his self-confidence can't be
Well,
that.
You know why he does that, Kelly? He wants to impress you, dear. He's
yeah,
narcissistic in a way that he just wants to impress you. And that's okay, you know. Just let that be his, you know, his immaturity.
Right. Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now let's. I'm going to ask Reverend Jay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just as a funny thing, the very first time we met through a friend on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I drove to meet
mm-hmm.
him after work one night, and he texted me halfway there and called himself Quasimodo. He said Quasimodo at the bar.
Right. Right. Which is what tells you that he doesn't have high self-esteem. He was so afraid that you'd look at him and go, oh, dear God, and walk right out.
No, I'm going to be honest. I walked up the stairs, and I looked at the chair, and I said, no way.
Right.
I walked in. I said, no way. And 2 hours later, I was sitting there, and I realized we agreed on everything, this thing we talked about. That was what was weird about it.
That is really weird. Yeah. And I know we're getting some feedback from someone's line. I'm not quite sure whose, but I know we are. Reverend Jay, what are you getting on this situation with, I don't want to call him Quasimodo. We'll call him Hunka Vernon Love and Kelly.
Well, I have said that looks don't matter. It's very important to love somebody for who they are. And if you, I actually feel similar to what Grace said. I don't know if you know, a twin flame is somebody where you're actually destined to be in relationship with. And I actually feel like you can definitely have that relationship with him. And with every person, it doesn't matter who you are, you have to put up with some idiosyncrasies that are hard to digest. No one is perfect. Some of us, like me, are, you know, very well adjusted. But
I have a laugh cramp. Wait a second. Let me work that out. Go ahead, Jay.
I had to throw that in there.
I know you did.
And there's no narcissism there. It's just true.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, God, we love you.
I think it's flirting. I think he is flirting by putting on the airs, you know, trying to impress you. It's his way of flirting. So I think you're also, I had this unusual vision for me is, did you ever see Pocahontas and there was the old tree where the woman came out of it and she was like, I don't remember who she was, but she was like this woman of wisdom, you know, like mother.
Yeah, Grandmother Willow.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's who it was. And I just saw her, and she just said, you have unnecessary worry. Stop worrying. She said, go with the opportunities you're given, and you will enjoy your life. You know, so that to me says, man, have fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the last text I got last night, he kind of said, it was good to see you and your friend, and then it was like he was
Here's the thing, I think he probably, I found this girl's blog, I think they were together,
but he was trying to tell me we're not. I mean, I think they went to the party together,
I think so too. And a twin flame, know this, there are soulmates and there are twin flames, and sometimes they're not quite the same. And I want to say this. A soulmate connection is considered a divine connection. Both like a twin flame and a soulmate, they have intense energies, right? But a twin flame is kind of like a dynamite energy. And you know what I'm talking about because that's what you feel with him. Whereas a soulmate is more of a dynamo but more long-lasting. So keep that in mind, okay? What I will say is a twin flame can turn into a soulmate if you tend it. And I think that's what would need to happen with him. As I said before, I think there's a lot of sacrificing that would have to take place. But ultimately, you know, everyone has to follow their heart's desire. And I'm going to actually go to Susie and ask her what she's getting on this. Susie, what are you getting on this?
I absolutely feel like this is a good relationship with you, Kelly. I think you should go for it and give it a chance.
All right. The question next is, do I wait for him or do I ask him to get a lunch or do nothing and wait for him to get around to it?
I say ask him for lunch.
Yep. I got the same thing, Susie.
I agree.
Yep.
Yeah, here.
You're the older woman. just be the cougar that you know you are. And
that's funny. That's exactly when he last year when he said Quasimodo at the bar. I'm like, what do I say to that? So I said, cougar's on the way.
Yep, that's great. That's awesome. Yep.
But for a year, I have beat myself up because I'm like, oh, I need a facelift. I need all this stuff because I thought it was because of my age.
No,
right. No, it's not.
So all this time, I thought it was my age, and then I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
Well, it's not stupid. It's not stupid at all. What it is and what it's all about is that you have this person that you have this very strong feeling about, and what I'm going
to
say is that a twin flame,
to go away.
It's a connection that is so intense, and you can feel it even when you're not together. You know, no matter what, you feel like no matter what, you'll always have that bond with this person. Okay,
I don't think they should be praying it away.
I'm sorry.
I feel like the message I got is, really, you shouldn't be praying for it to go away.
No.
Well, it hasn't worked. I did. I prayed to break the soul tie. I prayed, and it just doesn't go away. I've just never had that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, when somebody acts like a jerk to you once, you know, it's usually easy to walk off and go forget them, you know,
mm-hmm.
but...
Well, sometimes we have to learn some lessons before we move forward, too, you know?
Yeah.
And maybe it wasn't so much you had the lessons to learn. Maybe it was him.
Oh, I thought dating somebody else was going to make me forget all about it, but it didn't happen. But, of course, when you meet somebody that has a job.
And wasn't that a lesson in and of itself? Wasn't that a lesson
oh,
in
yeah.
and of itself?
Oh, yeah.
Because
I
you were dating
a
super
great...
hot guy.
Oh, he was a super hot, cute guy. With just nice as he could be, but, you know, it's...
So it's not the book cover that counts, is it?
No, I mean, but
oh,
it is good to at least have a work ethic. But, I mean, he's been telling me he's been working on this business for 2 years, and I just don't believe he's ever... I don't think he's ever going to get this business launched.
Right.
I there's something wrong. I don't know what it is. There's something that's just not right about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have to deal with that because he still wants to meet and talk again, and I don't really want to. But
Well, again, there you have to be firm in what you want and what you don't want. But
yeah.
I think my advice is to anybody in a situation is if you know that relationship is not moving forward, if it's basically halted in its tracks, it's not fair to him to hold on to it to keep you occupied until something else turns up. Do you know what I mean?
But he does agree, though, after 2.5 years. I mean, he went through his entire 401k with his old company. Still can't get his business launched. He's not a developer. If it were me, I would be getting a job and trying to get the business done by having an income if I had 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
And he just refuses to. He just doesn't want to get a job.
Yeah. Well,
and
what I would say to that is, I mean, does anybody else have any information on this? Can I give his first name, or should I? I don't think I will give his first name.
Just call him Jay. But he's not really Jay.
Well, not
initial.
Jay, not BJ. His initial
just
is Jay.
Just the initial Jay.
Does anybody have any feelings on Jay? This is the one she was dating that has the 3 children.
My problem
no,
is
I
Jay.
Think that's over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My
well, he also won't get divorced. He keeps thinking that his crazy wife is just going to leave and then everything will be okay. And I'm like, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
He's like living in an alternate universe. And it's okay to be positive and go, yeah, I'm going to get rich for this idea I have, but you also have to put some action to it.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Yeah. Well,
that kind of hinges on what I was thinking. He comes, he goes, he comes, he goes, he comes, he goes, he comes, he goes.
Yeah, like he asked me to go to dinner at 7:20 tonight. Everything
mm-hmm.
he does, he says his famous saying all the time is, "I'm making it up as I go along." That's his famous.
You know what,
and
that's
Ellen?
Very
that's
unusual
the Ellen. That's
for a
not
Taurus.
The one. No, that's not the Taurus.
No, this is the other guy, the one that I'm breaking up with.
Oh, I was concentrating on the other guy.
Yeah, sorry. No, this
sorry,
one.
Sorry, my
just,
bad.
I guess confirming. Yeah, I'm just confirming that. Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah. So I think we're all in agreement.
I don't think he'll get it together. I don't think he. I think he might want to get it together or wishes he had it together, but I think he's a salesman too. Even though he's got this kind heart and whatever, I just think he. I do. I think he meets people and tells them, "I've got this great business," and but it. I don't know. There's just something.
Well,
something's just wrong.
You could fall back on the golden rule that talk is cheap, and that's
yeah.
True.
I just
actions do speak louder than words for all of us. I mean, Jay, Ellen, Grace,
yeah.
Susie. Would you not agree that we can all say things, but if the actions
absolutely.
Aren't behind it, something's wrong?
Yeah. Well, he wakes up at like 1 o'clock every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, "Oh, I worked on this all night." I'm like, "Well, how much money did that make you?" "Oh, I worked on my website. I worked on that." I'm like, "He's been working on it for 6 months."
Right. Yeah.
And it's just not. Yeah, something's just not right.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I hear you.
Anyway, but
well,
thanks.
I think you got the help you were looking for in the guide. Is that correct?
I'll keep you posted.
Yeah.
Thank
okay,
you
very,
very
good. Hey, you're welcome, and you have a good night, okay, Cal?
All right. Thanks, Jenny.
Okay, God bless
thanks,
you.
Go and,
make
your, go and make your
lunch appointment.
Yes, go make your lunch appointment, and my suggestion is... do it soon, and thank you for all the wonderful work you do in the chat room. We all really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think
okay,
I'll wait till
bye
tomorrow.
Bye.
I'll just let him stew. All right.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
All right.
You take
thanks.
Care, sweetie. Bye-bye.
All right.
All righty. Now, Grace, were you putting your dishes away?
Nope.
There's some background noise coming from your phone. I don't know what it is.
Not me.
I muted you and it went away, so I don't know if it's just wind or I don't know what it could be, but it seems to have stopped now. But did everybody hear that noise?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. It sounded like dishes or something. I didn't know what it was, and I kept muting everybody till I finally found it. I don't know what it is. Could just be the wind. I don't know. In any event,
we keep you so busy, Dr. Jenny.
What's that?
We keep you so busy.
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. You know what? I love doing this show so much. And here's one of the reasons why I love the Network of Christian Psychics, because Reverend Day did something and does something that is so phenomenal. He does something called the Platinum Love Magnet Session. And you know, if you're looking for a soulmate, if you're tired of always feeling like you're always, you know, missing out on everything that everybody else is getting. Jay has, for the next 30 days, he's doing a half-price love clearing and healing. And he uses his connections to the angels and to the spirit guides to get to the core, to your core, and to clear away any blocks or obstacles that may have prevented you from finding true love. And he uses a combination of clearing and healing and different modalities that include that the internationally acclaimed quantum healing techniques, which is really something special that Jay has studied. I mean, people don't realize Reverend Jay has so much knowledge because he has spent literally years studying. And he can literally change the path of your life where love is concerned. And so if you're tired of looking at others and seeing them in love and wishing it was you, it is time for it to be you. And what Jay does is it's kind of like once you go through a cleansing and a healing with him, it's like opening up the doors. They swing open, and on the other side are all these eligible suitors, and they all want you. But here's the best part, okay? They all want you, but they don't just want you on a physical level. They desire you mind, body, and soul, which is really important because, again, nobody wants to be wanted just for the cover of their book, okay? And the definition of a true soulmate is somebody who wants your mind, body, and soul. And he has actually copywritten this Platinum Love Magnet session that he does. It's had some really great success. And the changes that people have reported after going through this have been pretty phenomenal. One recently, just the other day, said she felt chills and then felt as if all the burdens had been lifted and that she no longer had limitations where love was concerned. And we all know there's no such thing as love potions, I want to say this, but there are ways to enhance your likability, your magnetism, your charisma. And this is what Jay does. He removes the dating blocks so you can be open, ready, and able to find and keep your true love, your soulmate. So so if you want to, you can go to the Network of Christian Psychics, log on, give Jay a call. These sessions are normally $120. He's doing them for $60 for the next 30 days only, literally the next 30 days. And he said he's only doing it because Valentine's Day is coming and he wants to help as many people as he possibly can find true love. And the only way he will not be able to do this session for that price is if he books out completely for the entire month. So if you are interested, give him a call. And, Jay, what is that number to call if they want to book one of those Platinum Love Magnet sessions?
It's 229-472, and I also do, I help you imprint some behavior modifications that will help you be more attractive to the people that you're attracted to.
Beautiful. Very, very good. Wonderful. Thank you, Reverend Jay. That's fantastic. All righty, we're going to go ahead and take the next caller. Now, I'm not sure if the next caller is a caller or if it's somebody just listening. So I'm going to say the number, 717 with the prefix of 329. If you're on the phone and you're looking to get a reading, say hello.
Well, hello there.
Well, hello. Welcome to the show. What's your first name?
Jim.
Okay, Jim. And what part of the country are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay, very good. And how can we help you this evening?
Well, I've been working for a long time on a project. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to make some progress, but I wanted to know if there was any messages from my angels or, you know, to where, when this thing's going to happen or, you know, how it's going.
Okay. Okay, very good. And would you care to expound a little bit on what that project is?
It's actually running a charity over in Africa.
Oh, beautiful. And what would that, I mean, get some airtime for that charity. What would that charity involve, specifically? What would it involve?
Drilling water wells, running clinics out of rural areas, just stuff like that.
Beautiful. Very, very nice. So automatically, my guides are sending me, well, gosh, I don't know where they're sending me. I'm going to go to Reverend Jay first with this.
Okay. I feel like the message that came to me is that you need to surround yourself with like-minded people and seek out some mentors. People that are actually doing the work that you want. Like, I'm also familiar with water wells in Africa, and it's not just Africa in third world countries, but particularly in Africa, the reason why it's so hard to facilitate water wells is not money, and it's not the knowledge to build water wells, but it's the government. It's to get through local and different levels of government to get permission to do it. And what you're going to find out is you have to have connections or you're not even going to get in there. And I'm not, and so that's why I'm saying seek out people that, you know, some people have paved the path before you. There are quite a few organizations that have gone in and have done water wells. One thing that I think when you do a water well that you need to also do, you know, it's not just the water well. You need to also teach and facilitate growing of their food, because once the water is there, then they can facilitate through irrigation and everything actually becoming a self-sufficient community. So, I mean, what you're talking about is really phenomenal, and it's well-practiced. There are quite a few people that are doing it, and it's not just necessary in Africa. There are other third world countries that you'd be amazed that they don't have water. It's so I admire what you're doing. The guys came in, and you really have to seek out some mentors, because
right.
In order to to get into actually facilitating it, it's a lot more complicated because of the government interference and prevention.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually preventing this happening on a lot of levels because they want to keep their population in slavery or in poverty or in whatever enslaved. If they want to keep them enslaved, is actually the words, even though they may not be slaves.
Well, and the corruption is so bad on the local levels. And then we've been going through the political end, and it's been, we've got good contacts inside the country, and it's just a lot of the roadblocks by local officials. It's not, everybody wants money. Everybody wants a bribe or an incentive. And so it's been quite a long process.
I absolutely know what you're talking about, and so what you might want to do if you're running really into that, which it is that very much so, I know exactly what you're saying. You might want to think, Africa's not the only place that needs water, and there are other parts of the world that are in need of the same facilitation where water, if it could be, provided, would be essential to benefit their lives. So that's actually what I got for you. And, make sure that you make clear and objective decisions. You want to have an outcome, and, so make sure your decisions follow that outcome.
Beautiful.
Okay.
That's great advice, Reverend Jay. That's wonderful. And Ellen, what do you have for Jim, our caller tonight, in regards to what he's looking to do, his goals?
Well, in addition to the government, you're going to run into a lot of renegade, I don't know how to call them, rebels. Is that what they call them?
Yes.
People always trying to overthrow the government, the local one or the country one, whenever the wind blows. But I'm finding more or less slow and steady we're in the race. The problem is that you're giving, as Jay was saying, you're giving a lot of hope and autonomy to the local villages and stuff, and that's something the local government and the rebels and the larger government does not want. And you're also dealing with thousands of years of superstitions and just, distrust of outsiders. So if you can sway as many as you can, that's going to be a lot better. But I see it happening, but I'm more worried about the unseen factions than what you see, Because at any time, a rebellion will pop up. But that's the way of Africa. That's how it is. And if you understand that, you can try to get better cemented contacts. It'll be all the better.
Right. We have a lot of local contacts with the local people and with some of the organizations that are actually working in there. And even though we've been given us a lot of opposition, doors keep continuing to open.
Right.
And so, and it's the wells, the medical care, the agricultural component. It's actually a way to basically teach them how to fish instead of feeding them.
Exactly.
But
with Africa, the climate changes. I mean, I'm not talking about their physical climate. I'm talking about their political climate. And that's, you might have control of one village today and then not one tomorrow.
That's correct.
What I'm looking at.
Okay. And, Ellen, I'm going to ask you to lead us in a prayer so that Jim can move forward in what he does, free from all of negative energy and everything else that you do so well and pray on. Would you like to go ahead and do that?
Yeah, sure. Heavenly Father, we ask that you protect and guide Jim and his organization to get a strong foothold into the people, the lives, or hearts and souls that he wants to help and protect. We hope that he can get his dream fulfilled, not only for himself and his organization, for the people that he is trying to help. And we hope and we pray that you keep them all safe, strong, and secure in their endeavor. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Through the blood of Jesus, amen. Okay, very good. Jim, I hope this has been helpful for you. We've been bouncing
been
the phone
helpful.
All night with the I've got Grace and Susie, so I'm not unfortunately I'm not going to be able to put those through, but I want to thank you for calling in, and I hope that it does give you some hope for the future.
It does. Thank you very much. I appreciate every one of you.
You're very welcome. Take care, and God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we had another wonderful evening here on the Network of Christian Psychics. It's been such a wonderful night, and I'm always so happy whenever we have these wonderful nights, we're able to help so many people. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in and dialing in, because if you weren't there to dial in and listen, then we wouldn't be here to be able to help you. And don't forget, I know that all of our advisors know that next week we're going to be not live on the air. We will be doing another show on Sunday night's time slot just because it's the Super Bowl. And I know that that a lot of people like to watch that. And if they're not having a party, they're going to a party. So we're going to kind of take that night off and maybe recharge our own batteries. But we'll be back the very next Sunday after Super Bowl Sunday, which will be February 10th in the evening. And we are going to have a super time. And we look forward to all of you joining us. And I'm going to now play out with a little bit of Katy Perry, because Katy Perry did this song, and she did a wonderful video for cancer survivors, and I absolutely love it. So I'm going to go ahead and play us out with that. Advisors, go ahead and stay on the line. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and live.
able to be here for him and to help him and to be that positive kind of guiding light that, hold on, I think we just lost some people. Hold on here. I hope you're all listening still. Okay. So that we could all be that positive guiding light, maybe a beacon. I think we have a God-given purpose, and I think that our purpose needs to be coming from the truth. Does everybody agree with me? Did I lose everybody? Is everybody still here? Hello? Hello, hello, hello? Hello, hello? Hello, hello? Hello? Hello?